Mr. Chair, Commissioners, the next one is the conservation easement amendment on the, in my place here, on the Harris conservation easement. Second. So what this is similar to one we brought to you a couple years ago. We currently have an easement on a 10,113-acre ranch in the Highwood Mountains owned by the Harris Land and Cattle Company. That easement was done back in 1998, and at the time, it allowed that easement to be split into a minimum of 640-acre parcels with the caveat that that land can only be used for agricultural purposes. Since then, we've kind of realized that's not a good for the integrity of that easement, because it could potentially split that ranch into 15 different 640-acre parcels that are each run for horses or other things, and it really detracts from the overall wildlife value and the ecosystem values there. So what we're proposing to do is go in and amend that easement and purchase the agricultural subdivision rights so that that would remain intact. One 700-acre parcel has been already split off and sold. The easement terms still remain on there, but it can be managed as a little 700-acre parcel. So that means there's at least 14 more splits that could occur if we didn't do this. So what we're asking today is for you to endorse this proceeding with this amendment. We would work on the public process and the valuation, and then be back to you for a final if we come to an agreement. So with that, we're seeking an endorsement to proceed.
Thank you, Ken. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission endorse the proposed amendment to the Harris Land and Cattle Conservation Easement, allowing the department to conduct further analysis and public review.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, a second, regarding the Harris Land and Cattle Conservation Easement. Any questions or comments from the commission?
Just a comment. I look forward to it's going to be fascinating to see the appraisal.
Yeah, and thanks. We did do one of these a year or two ago, and we just finally finalized it, and it was something similar. I can't remember the exact number, but it came out about $200,000 for those rights.
Was it in the Highwoods, though?
No.
Yeah. Down by Whitehall, right?
Yeah.
I thought that got blocked.
Well, it's one of those land board issues, but that's been resolved.
Oh, okay, great. Oh, right. Duh. Okay. Thank you. What about the hunter days on this? What do we do right now for hunting?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if anybody, I don't have anybody in the regions that can answer for me.
Paul's is tending to.
I'll find that out, though, maybe over lunch and let you know.
But there's no change to it.
No.
Okay.
No, the big concern is the same one we had with that one in Region 3 is it's suddenly, instead of one large block, it's 15 or 16 little blocks, each with competing purposes. So it probably seemed like a good idea at the time, but in hindsight, this is a better approach.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right.
Jason's Conservancy. Up again.